My dear brother bishops and priests, fellow deacons, fellow religious, sisters and brothers in Christ. As part of the celebration of Ash Wednesday, after the ashes are blessed, we come in procession to receive the ash on our forehead. And the minister can say one of two things. He can say, repent and believe in the gospel, or he or she can say, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Now, I personally prefer the second formula. And the reason I prefer it is because it reminds us very clearly that without God, we are simply dust. You remember the story of the creation of Adam in the Bible, where God took some dirt from the land and breathed into it and gave the dust life. And that's the origin of our human race. We are dust without God. And the whole purpose of the season of Lent is to live with that as part of our reflection, that without God, everything in our life is really dust. It's not significant. It's not worth very much. But with God as part of our life, everything becomes incredibly valuable. Now, both you and I have lived probably since maybe the day after Easter last year as though God isn't very much a part of our lives. It seems that we spend all those days, those 40 days of Lent, preparing for the renewal of our baptism at Easter. And we make that renewal with a certain kind of enthusiasm and confidence, but it isn't long before we're back to old patterns. So every year, the church gives us this moment, Ash Wednesday, to begin the process of being converted again. The opening prayer, which we prayed at the beginning, said, grant, O Lord, that we may begin the holy fasting with holy fasting, this campaign of Christian service. Lent is described as a campaign, not a campaign to elect a president, but a military campaign, fighting the enemy. It goes on to say, so that we take up battle against spiritual evils, so that we may be armed with weapons of self-restraint. You know, Christian life is a battle. It's a battle to stay faithful. It's a battle to stay faithful to God. It's a battle to stay faithful to our human relationships, our husband, our wife, our families, our responsibilities for work. It's a struggle. It's a battle. It's a battle against evil. You know, there's real evil in the world. The beheading of our fellow Christians this past week were another example of that terrible evil in the world. But it's also an evil that's in each of our hearts. We battle with selfishness and sin. And that's why the most important weapons are, as the prayer says, the weapons of self-restraint. And that's why in the season of Lent, the church urges us to do three things. To fast, which means to give up something that we want in order to control our desires, to learn to control our desires, our selfish desires. To pray, you know, to acknowledge our relationship with God and the significance of God in our lives, to make a difference, and to recognize our neighbor by becoming involved in a serious way in almsgiving, which is to help the poor. It's not about giving money to the church. It's about helping our brothers and sisters who are in need. And these are weapons of self-restraint. When we pray, we don't think of ourselves, we think of God. When we fast, we give up something that we want for ourselves in order to be free to give what we have to others, which is the virtue of helping the poor, which is one of the practices of Lent. So, we're about to begin. When you come up, you're not going to get something. You don't come up to get ashes, right? When you stand up and you walk forward, you enter a procession, which is a procession towards Easter. Right? And it's just the first steps. So Lent doesn't end when you walk out the door of the church today. It just begins, right? And we ask the Lord that these first steps of Lent will be the beginning of many steps to towards genuine conversion and the transformation of our church and our world through our personal conversion.